Morgan, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on, Tess.
Thanks so much for joining us. So to give us a little bit of background, do you mind telling us about the history of International Day of the Girl and what it actually is hoping to raise awareness for?
Absolutely. So as you identified, it's been around for a few years now and recognized by the UN. It's a day where we like to look at the power and potential of girls around the world to create change, and particularly by drawing attention to some of the discrepancies and experiences of boys and girls around the world. So problems that are disproportionately affecting young women around the world, such as you identified, lack of education, as well as lack of access to medical facilities as a result of menstruation or childbirth. And on top of that, issues like child marriage, which are particularly compounded in the places that we work, like Sierra Leone and Uganda.
So in terms of some of the countries you mentioned there, the ones in West Africa in particular, how does One Girl aim to change some of the issues that girls face over there, just like some of the ones you were mentioning, lack of education, issues surrounding menstruation? How actually are we going around changing these?
So the statistic that you identified there at the start about a girl being more likely to be sexually assaulted than to attend high school is a really damning one, and that's one that we're really focused on. So only
horrific.
One in six girls in Sierra Leone will get the opportunity to go to high school. In order to kind of combat these problems, which are largely caused by poverty and issues around child marriage, taboos around menstruation, we have four education-focused programs that we run in both Sierra Leone and Uganda, specifically scholarships that send girls back to school who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to attend, business brains training, which gives them small business and entrepreneurial skills, whether or not they're in school, so that they're able to support themselves, as well as our school optimization project, which is our fun way of talking about rebuilding schools when the community asks us, as well as building toilet blocks so that girls are able to go to the toilet in peace while at school. And lastly, a program that is not considered our most sexiest, but is definitely the one I'm the most excited about, which is called Launchpad, where we provide women with biodegradable pads in Sierra Leone, because the way that women often in the developing world have to manage their period, and in Sierra Leone include tree bark and as well as kitchen sponges and just things that are make it entirely possible to live your life to the fullest. So we know that young girls miss up to a week of school every month as a result of getting their periods, and that's something that we want to prevent. So our Launchpad program is specifically designed to keep girls in school by giving them access to those pads through a network of female entrepreneurs in the communities that we work in.
And it's something, I guess, that you just don't really think about living in the Western world, in our little bubble that we do inhabit day to day. So that's the sort of thing that you just really never think about. So it is a really, really vital issue as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, when I was 14, if my mum had told me I didn't have to go to school because I had my period, I probably would have been pretty stoked. But the reality is that you just can't keep up with school if you have to miss that much. As a result. And we hear story after story of girls who desperately do want to keep up with their male classmates but don't have that opportunity. And we're really focused on that fundamental inequality that exists between men and women. Periods are something that only affect women around the world, and we have to make sure that we look at those things in trying to celebrate the power and potential of young women.
So in terms of the One Girl organization, you've been around since 2009, and as well as some of the stuff you were mentioning there, I mean, the Launchpad program and building toilet blocks so that girls can go to the toilet in peace. Can you just give us a rundown of some of the other stuff that you guys have achieved so far? I know the list is massive, but maybe just a few dot points.
Absolutely. So as you were definitely, we've been around for a while now, and so far through our fundraising efforts here in Australia and around the world even, we've been able to support over 14,000 girls through education and through those four programs. And that's a number that, as a CEO, I'm really excited about, and I wake up in the morning and point to that as a huge achievement. But more than anything, something I'd like to emphasize for the audience is the importance of the individual and the individual story. And what I'm more focused on is the anecdotes of each of those individual girls and how it's transformed their lives. And I really do encourage everyone listening to go onto our website, because something we really focus on is telling those stories. We take the words of the girls themselves, how education has transformed their lives, and we try and communicate that through our website. So do pop onto there and get a sense of that effect on the individual.
And we will pop the website up in the podcast, which you'll be able to grab at 2ser.com. Now, one point that I have been wanting to bring up for a little while, this is one of my favourite parts, the Do It In A Dress campaign. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about this one and how people in Australia can get involved?
Absolutely. I'm wearing a dress myself this morning, a little school dress. So the idea behind Do It in a Dress is a simple one. We ask people to pick a challenge, then put on a school dress, raise money to do their challenge, and do that. And in doing so, educate a girl in Sierra Leone or Uganda. So we have people pop on a school dress and jump out of airplanes or run marathons or go to work and run bake sales. And the idea behind this is really simple, that in Sierra Leone and Uganda, a school dress is an example or a symbol of education. And a girl in a school dress can do anything. She can change her world. So too can people in Australia pop on a school dress and have that empower them to do a challenge and get their family and friends involved in creating a change for gender equality. So we ask people to pick something that's really going to stretch them out of their comfort zone, and then from there, raise money that will go back into our girl-focused programs across those two countries.
I do love that concept so much. So that's such a good idea. So we've got a number of celebrity endorsements behind International Day of the Girl and the Do It in a Dress. We're talking Oprah and Zumbo in particular. He's gotten quite popular recently. They've pledged support for the Do It in a Dress campaign. In terms of just looking into the crystal ball a bit and looking into the future, do you foresee International Day of the Girl as a whole gaining more recognition and traction in the future?
Gender equality is a really hot topic right now, and I think that what's really moved me is the more that people learn about it and the more that people become aware, the more they want to be involved and be part of that change for the future. And we've seen that really at One Girl through people being really inspired that our organization is girl-focused and that we are looking at what are the fundamental disadvantages experienced by women in the developing world. So in terms of how that's affected how people react, people are jumping on board more and more and more. Do It in a Dress is in its biggest year yet. We not only have more participants this year, but we've raised more money than ever before. And that's something that we are so, so proud of and so excited about, that this is something that Australians care about clearly very, very deeply. And we just can't wait to move forward and have more jump on board with us.
And I think that is a really positive note to end it on there. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No, thank you for having me.